Michael parked the motorcycle in the woods behind the barn, and carrying the bundle of army blankets, sloshed through the mud to the entrance. As he stepped in, there was a flash of light as Santan lifted the shutter of the lantern and shone it in his face.
"Bonsoir, monsieur."
She was sitting up on top of the bales of straw with her legs tucked under her, and she grinned impishly down at him.
"What a surprise to meet you here."
He scrambled up to meet her and seized her. "You are early," he accused.
"Papa went to bed early."
She got no further, for his mouth covered hers.
"I saw the new airplanes," she gasped when they broke apart to breathe. "But I didn't know which was you. They are all the same. It troubled me not to know which was you."
"Tomorrow mine will be yellow again. Mac is re-doping it for me."
"We must arrange signals," she told him,
as she took the blankets from him and began to build their nest in between the bales of straw. "If I lift my hand over my head like this, that will mean that I will meet you in the barn tonight," he suggested.
"That is the signal I will look for hardest."
She smiled up at him and then patted the blankets. "Come here," she ordered, and her voice had gone husky and purring. A long time later, as she lay with her ear against his naked chest and listened to his heart pumping, he stirred slightly and then whispered,
"Santan, it's no good. You cannot travel to Africa with me."
She sat up quickly and stared at him, her mouth hardening and her eyes dark as gunmetal, gleamed dangerously.
"I mean, what would people say? Think of my reputation traveling with a woman who was not my wife."
She went on staring at him, but her mouth softened into the beginning of a smile.
"There must be a solution, though."
He pretended to puzzle over it.
"I have it," he snapped his fingers. "What if I were to marry you?"
She put her cheek back against his chest.
"Only to save your reputation," she whispered.
"You would have not said yes?"
"Oh, yes. Yes. A million times, yes."
And then, characteristically, her next question was pragmatic.
"When, Michel?"
"Soon. As soon as possible. I have met your family, but tomorrow I will take you to meet mine."
"Your family?"
She held him at arm's length.
"Your family is in Africa?"
"Not all of it," he assured her. "Most of it is here. When I say most, I don't mean numbers. I mean the most important single part of it."
"I don't understand."
"You will, my cherie. You will," he assured her.